This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Number three. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and as we do, we are going to have us a discussion with a writer, an activist, and scientist, military officer, instructor. I'm not too sure what else he does. I don't have that much time. And that would be Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Glad to be here.
So, let's talk
Where
about...
Where would you like to start?
I want to talk about Indiana.
Ah, okay, good.
Let's talk about Indiana.
Well, a year ago, a little more than a year ago, the Indiana legislature passed a bill, and the governor signed it into law, on 26th April of 2019. And it was a major reform of Indiana carry law. And it had quite a bit of, I think, positive, useful reforms that probably should have been done a long time ago, but they got it done. And one of those things that I think is really interesting is that they made voter registration forms available to anybody who was getting a carry permit. And I think that's really just good politics on the part of people who are promoting the Second Amendment. Most of our power is when we vote. And so to make sure that everybody who gets a concealed carry or a carry permit, it's both open and concealed in Indiana,
right,
gets the opportunity to register to vote is something we should be doing. Now, most people who get carry permits are eligible, almost all of them. So when you see a number that says so many people have carry permits, that's a very close approximation of the same number of voters. In Indiana, a year ago, that number was 18% of the adult population. That's a huge number of voters.
Yeah.
Considering that only about half the people vote. So if,
yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? That's the thing. It comes down to how many people show up as to what actually would constitute. 18% should not be a huge number, should it?
Well, when you in the normal course of things, you'd say 18% isn't all that much.
Right.
But, you know, what happens is you get sort of a balance. People get too extreme one way or another, get voted out of office. So when you get down to particular issues, often just a couple of percent can make a big difference. So 18% in politics is a huge number of voters to have dedicated to one side or another of an issue. But that passed a year ago, and there were some other things. There was amnesty, or immunity from lawsuit, I should say, not amnesty, and that is that if you were found to be justified when you defended yourself, that you used a firearm in self-defense, and the criminal courts found that you were justified, then you're not allowed to be sued civilly. That's a big deal. Lots of people have been saying for 30 or 40 years, well, even if you win in criminal court, you still have to face tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars that you might have to defend against the lawsuit, which even if you win, you still spend all that money. Well, in Indiana now, well, it's been that way for a year, if you're found to be justified and somebody tries to sue you, if you win in court, they have to pay your legal fees and lawyer's costs and court fees. So it's loser pays, which tends to do away with a lot of frivolous lawsuits. and lawsuits that are meant to punish somebody, because since the loser has to pay, and since the law specifically grants you immunity if you're justified, and then they sue you, they're going to lose. Because the law says no lawsuit.
Right.
So that was a big reform. And then they also passed a part of the law that just went into effect, which is they did away with the fees for getting a carry permit for the what was then a 4-year permit and then got changed in the law to a 5-year permit. So now if you work in Indiana or have a business in Indiana or are an Indiana resident, it doesn't cost you anything to get a carry permit there. And it costs a little bit of time. You have to go to a sheriff's office or a police station to formalize everything, and you do have to get fingerprints taken, so there's still plenty of reforms that can be done. But it doesn't cost you any money, and that's a step in the right direction. Well, Indiana already has 18% of its adult population, or did a year ago, with carry permits. They're probably over 20% now, and it's going to get to be more as people find out they don't have to pay any money.
Right.
To get a permit. And then they reduced the fees. You can get a lifetime permit in Indiana. You could for a while, but they reduced the fees on it, so it's now $125 to get a lifetime permit. So you get it the one time, and then you don't have to worry about it. And you can actually have both, 5-year and a lifetime permit. So what happened with the reduction of fees is that on 1 July, so in about a week, you won't have to pay those fees. That's when it goes into effect, in 1 week. Not actually right now, in effect. They gave it a year before the new fee schedule would go into effect. And that's where we are in Indiana. Indiana has gone from a place where, you know, they were kind of in the middle of the pack in gun control, and they still are not constitutional carry, but they sure are moving in that direction. Your right to keep and bear arms is much more respected in Indiana than it used to be. And, you know, it may not be perfect, but it's getting better all the time.
Now, is this the same kind of permit that I paid for that is the one that would have, you know, has reciprocity with certain states?
Yes, and they do have reciprocity, but we've gone a little backwards in some states don't recognize it. You know, the obvious candidates like Illinois and Massachusetts and California, New York, New Jersey, Hawaii, you know, those states that don't recognize hardly anybody else's permit, they don't recognize it. But Minnesota doesn't recognize it, and New Mexico doesn't recognize it, neither does Colorado, and those states are moving kind of backwards.
Right.
But that's where it is. And it's funny because I covered the Minnesota situation, and the legislature has changed the law twice to get Minnesota to recognize most other states' permits. But they made the attorney general there the judge of whether the other states' permits are, you know, reasonably close to Minnesota's permit. And the judge just says, nope, they're not. I mean, attorney general, I believe. She was appointed by a very hard left Democrat governor there. And so they, just by fiat, even though the law is pretty clear, says, no, I don't think that they meet the requirements. And so that's why Minnesota has so few states that it recognizes reciprocity that recognizes other permits. That is reciprocity.
Right.
So Minnesota, I mean, the legislature's been doing okay, but they elect far-left governor, then appoints this, and it's not the AG. It's like commissioner of public safety or something like that.
Hang on for me, if you would, Dean. We're coming up on the break. I want to continue this when we get back, simply because I got a few other questions. You can find the stuff that Dean writes. Well, you can find half of the stuff he's written, which he has written more and is more read by more people than anybody else out there in the gun writing genre. You can find his latest stuff at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Dean Weingarten. He's been writing about this thing where they're taking the permit and turning it into a free permit. Now, what about the processes for the free permit? Do you have to take training? Do you have to get fingerprinted? Do you have to do a filing fee or anything like that?
Well, for the 5-year permits, what are now 5-year permits, you can go through an online process, and then you have to show up at the police or sheriff's office. So you have to show up at some point for a short period. You don't have to take a test there, but they do check you on the databases to see if you're a prohibited person or not.
Right.
And you you do have to get fingerprinted, and they list places where you can be fingerprinted that create electronic fingerprints. So it doesn't look like they're going to allow you to get fingerprinted out of state. So it's really designed around mostly residents or people who have a business or who have a job inside of Indiana. And so that's what's happening. It doesn't look like the training is particularly burdensome. It looks like you go through an online class. And I did want to clarify about Minnesota.
Yeah.
And that is that it's the Commissioner of Public Safety is the one who interprets what state meet their standards, his standards or her standards, actually, for whether they're close enough in their permit process for Minnesota to recognize them. And they had knocked out quite a few number of states. They stopped recognizing the Utah permit, which is a very common permit. And they stopped recognizing Texas, and I believe they stopped recognizing maybe Arizona. But they recognize several states. Interestingly enough, they recognize the Illinois permit. So they tend to recognize states where it's more difficult to get a permit, and then they don't recognize the more common permits.
Right.
But it's a very political process, in my opinion. And when I read the law, I thought they'd be recognizing just about all states, but they didn't.
So this will be the I wonder if this will be the model. Do states make a lot of money off of this stuff?
They make some money. I wouldn't say it's a lot. Basically, the permits pay for their administration. And so if you've got a popular program, you require, you know, a number of officers to go through the background check, and somebody has to create the permits, and then they have to, you know, print them out and send them out. There's some administration costs. What I've seen is most states, they pay for themselves, and maybe a little bit more. Some states used to use it sort of as a cash cow. And I'd hate to mention exactly those states now, but because they change, and they've been changing rapidly. The cost of permits tends to have gone down, went from, you know, $125 or so down to, I think it's down to about $40 in Texas now. And as the price gets less, more people get the permit.
Right.
And this is a dynamic that a lot of people don't understand. Is that as we make these permits easier to get, and that's the trend most places, they become easier to get, easier to train for, easier to apply for, cost less money. Several states have gone to where you can apply online, for example, and more. It's basic economics. When you make it easier, more people do it. And as you get more people with permits, then the political power of those people with permits get greater. And then you have more push to make the process easier and simpler. And then, finally, what you end up with, which we've done in 15 states, is you get constitutional carry where you don't have to apply for a permit, and you can carry openly or concealed in almost all public places. In fact, I remember a quote from a legislator in Alaska, which was the first state outside of Vermont to go to constitutional carry, and that was, I think, in 2002, but I could be off a little bit on the date.
Right.
And the legislature was a Democrat legislature. And he says, every year we keep coming back to this same debate where these gun people keep pushing for more and more reforms and making it easier and easier. He says, let's just get it over with and go to constitutional carry, then we won't have to worry about it anymore. But he just got worn down just by people demanding their constitutional rights and working toward them incrementally. And we've always had people from the early 90s, if not before, who have said, all or nothing. If we get this, and you have to pay for a permit, and you have to get training, that's not the Second Amendment. Well, that's just a sellout. That won't get us our rights. And I'm going, yeah, but it doesn't work. Jumping for it all at once has not worked. But doing it incrementally is working. We have 15 states that went to constitutional carry, and some of them were no carry. And now we have 16 altogether, because Vermont always was constitutional carry. 16 states, almost a third of the states are now constitutional carry over the last less than 20 years. That's progress. That's moving in the right direction. So it looks like the incremental approach has proved to work. And the idea that it must be all or nothing. If we don't get complete no laws regarding carry of guns at all, well, that's a sellout. No, it hasn't worked that way. Is that sort of what you've observed?
Yeah. You know, the thing is, some of these states that resist some of this stuff, like my state resists this stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it's the reasons are stupid.
Oh yeah,
I'll have to tell you about. I'll go into depth and tell you some of the stupidity. I think I've told you some of this before, but I'll tell you about the stupidity when we get back, because we're coming up on the next break. Now, Dean has a very extensive career when it comes to writing, well over 3,000 articles now, and at the at SHOT Show when. When we were having our breakfast with the MLM breakfast thing for all of the contributors that are there, out loud, Freddie Real got out there and said, you know, more people read, in front of all of these other writers, he says, more people read Dean than anybody that writes about the gun industry, the gun culture, the gun world. And I believe it. And you can find well over 1,500 of those articles at MLM.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says an executive order on protecting monuments and statues will be ready by the end of the week.
We're going to have a very strong executive order, but we already have very strong. We have the Monuments Act already, which means 10 years in jail.
During a news conference at the White House with the president of Poland, President Trump says he's angry with the ongoing efforts by some protesters in cities to abuse or remove statues. Prosecutors in Georgia are formally charging three men involved in the murder of Ahmaud Arbery.
Today, the Glenn County Grand Jury did return an indictment against Travis McMichael, Greg McMichael, and William Bryan.
Cobb County District Attorney Joyette Holmes announcing the men will face malice and felony murder charges in the shooting death of Arbery in February. The Dow lost 710 points. This is USA Radio News. Senate Democrats are blocking a Republican police reform bill from debate on the Senate floor. Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler joins Fox News and is not very happy with the Democrats' antics.
Well, this is ridiculous, Ed. This is an insult to the effort that we've led. I really commend Senator Tim Scott. His efforts have united our conference behind this bill, the Justice Act, which provides the tools necessary to improve policing, to give them the tools they need to keep our community safe.
President Trump has successfully appointed 200 federal judges in 3+ years. The Republican-led Senate confirmed Corey Wilson for the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans.
The yeas are 52, the nays are 48. The nomination is confirmed.
Wilson is a state court judge in Mississippi. Republicans are calling him a conservative pick. Meanwhile, Democrats are accusing Wilson of being overly partisan and question his record on civil rights. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And we are talking with Dean Weingarten, writer, and I was about to go writer and podcaster, but you don't do that just yet, do you?
No, but I appear on your podcast, so that's pretty close.
That's pretty close, yeah. Anyway, so as far as here in my state, for example, first of all, everything has to be, it probably costs somebody around $130, $140 to go through the entire process of getting a permit. Okay? We have no provision at all. We are a shall issue state, but we have no provision at all for any open carry at all. Not one, not a little bit, not some, none. We're one of only two states that are like that.
Yeah.
Florida being the other. When they were discussing open carry and constitutional carry. And they haven't discussed it lately, but when they were discussing it, my state senator, was the, at the time, he was the head of the Judiciary Committee, and it had to get through him. And I tried to talk to him on the phone, and he told me some of the stupid, this is where the stupidity comes in. First of all, he told me that open carry and constitutional carry would make it legal for a criminal to carry a gun.
He's getting fed, obviously, bad information.
He was a Republican. He was a Republican.
Yeah, I've seen it.
He told me that the police would not be able to tell the difference between a criminal and a non-criminal, you know, a law-abiding person. I don't know how they do it. What is it, 44 states, 45 states have some sort of provision for open care? 45. I don't know how the other 45 states do it. I tried to point certain things out to them.
Yeah, criminals just don't open carry. It almost never happens.
You know what criminals also don't do?
Use holsters?
They don't use holsters. They don't use holsters. That's the thing. You know, when I told him that, I said, do you know how many criminals, percentage-wise, get caught with a holster And he was like, because I said you'd need a holster to carry it in the open unless you're doing it like Tuco from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, you know, hanging it from his neck. And he's like, right. How many? I said, less than 2%. He said, how is that possible? I said, well, if they're running and they throw a gun and they've got some sort of formed holster on their belt for that particular gun, it's hard for them to say, oh, no, that ain't my gun.
Exactly.
They're not going to be able to say, I use this to carry my phone.
Yeah, this is pretty well documented.
Yeah.
It's in, you know, criminals, as they learn their trade, learn you don't use holsters. Just one of the things they learn, because you don't want that holster on your person if you're trying to evade arrest.
Anyway, that's the kind of stupidity I put up with.
Well, I have, I'll mention some more. I was talking to a good friend of mine who's just a fantastic lobbyist. I think I can mention his name, Todd Ravner. I don't know if you've followed his career at all, but he does a lot of work for gun rights and has just been incredibly successful in rolling back a bunch of insanely stupid knife laws in several states. He's done a sensationally good job. But anyway, I was talking to him, and he also has an organization that he lobbies to reform NFA issues, National Firearms Act issues.
I do know him. Yes, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a very bright and very talented boss. Anyway, I was talking to him. I said, all this stuff about silencers, and they should be just taken out of the NFA. None of the reasons for it being in there ever made any sense whatsoever. And they make even less sense now. And he said, yeah, it's true. But there's one important reason why the other side will fight extremely hard to keep it in the NFA. And so I said, what's the reason? And he said, because it would give a win to us to take it out.
Right.
So they're fighting just to stop us from making a positive reform. And that's where they're at.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they do everything. They'll take any temporary gun control, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And they, you know, they view it as an act of power about who has power to do what. And that's why we are where we are. A lot of these laws never made any sense except as a stepping stone to more law. This, and you see this, it's accepted in the national debate by a lot of people as if what they say is gospel. All of this insanity about how important it is to be able to trace guns. And there's no sane reason for it at all. It doesn't result in solving any crimes. It's just a huge expense. The only reason to put in this tracing system was to use it as a stepping stone for national gun registration. And yet you have all these people saying, oh, we've got to outlaw, quote, ghost guns because they don't have a serial number and they can't be traced. Well, so what? Most of the 450 million guns in the U.S. can be traced. So what difference does a few more make? I mean, it's insanity. Because most of the 450 are getting probably closer to 500 million by the end of this year. That's an exaggeration. We'll probably be up to about 465 or something like that. But most of those have been in existence long enough. They've been traded around from... sold from one person to another. There is no national registration system. And so they're simply not traceable. The records only go to the first retail sale. And in most places, when that gun, you know, gets transferred to an heir because the original owner died, or given as a gift to somebody, or if they are sold on the open market by a private party, none of that is recorded anywhere. So most guns are not traceable. If a gun's stolen, it becomes not traceable. So what's the point? There is none. It's just put in there to make a precursor toward a registration system. Now, there's a separate system, by the way, that tracks guns that are stolen so that they can be returned to owners.
Right.
That is not the tracing system. It's separate. And so we don't even have this excuse that you use that tracing system to return guns to owners, which does happen occasionally. But there's just a relative of the total number of guns, a relatively small number are stolen each year, but they're instantly become non-traceable because you've broken the chain. There's no record of the person they went to. And this entire idea that tracing is somehow useful, it isn't. It is nowhere near cost-effective at all.
Right.
I would go so far as to say I'd like to see a repeal of this idea that all 22 rifles and shotguns have to have serial numbers. They didn't up until 1968, and it has served no useful purpose. There are still millions of rifles and shotguns out there without serial numbers, and they're perfectly legal because they were made before 1968. I have a few of them. It's a crazy, stupid system, and I mean, we got carried away perhaps in talking about stupid parts of gun control, and we could go for several days probably talking about our favorite stupid laws.
We're coming up on coming up on the break, so let's hold on. You know, stupid laws would take a month. So we'll give us a moment, and we'll be right back. Dean, you can find his stuff at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we have been speaking with Dean Weingarten. And I do want to talk about this. You still got Dean? Dean?
Hear me?
Oh, yeah, there you are. Okay. I can hear you now.
Very good.
I want to know about this reverse paradox tube and why it is not a firearm suppressor.
Oh, great. That's a subject I'm really got enthusiastic about. These reverse, and it's because it's just kind of sort of new, and it's real research, and it's very seldom that you come across something that's actually new in the firearms business. Almost everything has been around forever, you know, in one form or another. It was tried. And to preface this, the reverse paradox tube is a concept that's kind of similar to a patent that was obtained by an English colonel back in 1890. And back in 1890, you had this colonel was looking for a way that he could shoot single solid projectiles out of a shotgun bore with sufficient accuracy to be good for big game hunting.
Right.
And so he worked on this, and he found that if you put shallow rifling in the last few inches of choke in a shotgun, you could still get good shotgun patterns, and it would stabilize a solid projectile out of the bore so that you could get accuracy, acceptable accuracy, up to, you know, maybe 4 inches group at 100 yards, which is pretty good for a hunting gun. It's certainly acceptable. And so he called it the ball and shot gun. But then Holland and Holland bought the patent from him, and they thought a better name would be the paradox gun, because it was a paradox that could shoot both shot and ball well enough to be a good hunting gun. So I was speaking to a friend of mine a few years ago, and he was talking about how somebody was using one of the smoothbore 22s, which there's, I don't know, there's maybe 100,000 of them that were made in the U.S., and they're sometimes called garden gun. And the idea is that you shoot a 22 shot shell out of a 22,
right,
and if it's actually a shotgun with a smooth bore, you can get a fairly effective pattern. And I was skeptical because like most people, I tried a couple of the 22 shot shells, and I was not impressed. Beyond 10 or 15 feet, there just didn't seem to be much pattern. It didn't seem to be worth much of anything. But he told me that his friend was shooting pests out past 30 feet. I said, well, that would be actually useful. And so I thought, well, The problem is, obviously, that as it comes out of a rifled bore, the shot charge is spinning, and then centripetal force pushes it out to the sides, and you get a donut pattern after just a few feet, and it's not very useful. So my thought was, well, why can't you put some kind of device on the end of the barrel of a rifled 22 to make you have a good pattern? And I started experimenting with it, and I found that if you put a long straight tube, an overbore long straight tube on the end of a 22, a rifled 22, that you got a fairly decent pattern, and it made those 22 shot shells effective out to, you know, about the same distance as a smoothbore 22, about 10, and you stretch it, you can get about 15 yards of effective range with it. I mean, at that range, you're starting to get some holes in the pattern that, for real small pests, they could slip through the holes. But certainly to 10 yards, it's good, and between 10 and 15, it may be reasonable. So one of the secrets to this was a patent in 1940 by a guy named Rutledge, who found that if you made a larger bore after the 22 smoothbore, about twice the bore diameter, you actually got better patterns. And it was for more than half the barrel length. It was about 14 inches in the Rutledge bore. And he claimed and had a patent showing that you got better patterns with out of a 22 with this shot, and that you could it would be more effective to longer ranges. And so I started using an oversized bore, and I found that right up to 3/4 inch PVC, which is, oh gosh, I think it's about 8/10 of an inch bore around in there, that PVC was sufficiently hard and durable enough to give you decent patterns out of a 22 shot shell. Who would have thought it? So I wrote an article for Ammoland after doing a fair amount of research saying that, you know, it only takes a few dollars and an adapter to make a fairly long PVC tube that you reverse paradox tube. See, it's a reverse paradox because it's going from a rifled bore to a smooth bore, whereas a paradox is going from a smooth bore to a rifled bore. So now do you see where the name came from?
Yes, sir, I do.
Yeah, okay. So the reverse paradox, now it looks long and awkward, but because the tubes are so light, it really works pretty well. And it's meant for short-range pest control in a garden or an orchard or maybe inside a barn or an aircraft hangar or some other big building where you've got pests you want to get rid of. And you want to use really small shot so that it doesn't damage the building or go into your neighbor's property. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why you would want to use a reduced power small shot load to get rid of pests. So I published the article, and then one commenter anyway said, "Yo, you got to be careful with this because the BATF might think it's a silencer." And I went, "What? It's not a silencer." And the argument was that the BATFE defines as a silencer anything that reduces the report of a firearm. But that's not true. It sounds like it's true if you read the law, but you read the law carefully and you look at the case law, it really isn't true. What the law says is that if it's made for reducing the report of a firearm, it's a silencer. And I think you see the difference. If your intent is to reduce the report, then it's a silencer. And even then, not in all cases. But if your primary purpose is something else, and it happens to reduce the report, then it's not a silencer.
Right.
And for example, have you heard of bloop tubes?
Yeah, but only bloop in the tube. Only in the sense of the bloop gun, the old grenade launcher from the Vietnam era.
Okay, that's a little different, but it's a similar. The noise is kind of similar, and for the same reason, a bloop tube is used in 22 rifle competition to extend the sight radius. And it's a tube that you put on the end of the barrel of a .22 target. Mostly it's target rifles, but, you know, any work with any gun. And this tube usually sticks out between 6 inches and a foot. Some go out as 15 inches, I've seen. And then you have a front sight that's moved further away from the rear sight, and it makes your sight radius longer, so you're a little bit more accurate. And they're called bloop tubes because when you have this tube out on the end of a .22 rifle for a foot or whatever,
right,
it considerably diminishes the report of the .22.
Hmm.
I mean, you can just, I mean, that's why they're called bloop tubes, because when you shoot them, they sound different.
Right.
The report is diminished. But that isn't their purpose. Their purpose is to extend the sight radius. And they've been perfectly legal, and they've been sold commercially and used in the U.S., well, probably as long as we've had .22 competition.
Sure.
Maybe longer. But and they're, you know, you can find them. Just look up on the Internet, bloop tube, and you'll find them.
We're getting ready to run out of time there, Dean. Are you going to be here Friday? I plan on being here Friday. Are you going to be here Friday?
Yeah, I'll be here Friday. So my argument was these reverse paradox tubes are made to get a better shot pattern out of a rifle bore. They're not silencers. And I found a lot of backup for that in the law.
I hear you. Very good, sir. I want to thank you for joining me this evening.
It's always a pleasure, Bill. I had a lot of fun.
Very good. We'll be back here in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.